Hey there, people. This is Luis Vision again here with you guys, and we're going to be reading the Bible today. We're going to start with Genesis. There is a timer up here because last time I went over time and I really want to keep it on 15 minutes. I don't want to make them too long. So let's just go ahead and move on. Let's get started. So thank you, Lord, for giving us today, for blessing us, allowing us to be able to have a wonderful day. And if we're just starting the day, for those who are listening, bless their day. Same way you have blessed mine today. Allow us to be able to understand your word, be able to listen and be with open hearts to receive your word today. Amen. All right, so I wanted to read from the beginning and just ponder on that a little bit. So we're probably going to be doing, I was thinking the whole chapter. Yeah, for the beginning, Genesis 1. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's read that real quick.
The book of Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault, and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let there be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its... The book of Genesis.
Oh, what happened there?
Chapter 1.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we'll stop at chapter 24. Was that the end? No, it wasn't the end. It just jumped back. All right, so we'll stop at 23. I think that's where it stopped. Yeah, after the fruitful. Okay, so we'll continue with that with the next episode. That's fine. And it seems like it's already got 11 minutes left. So let's go ahead. So on here in the beginning, and this is why I wanted to start, and I know why God put that word on me for the first episode, because of the word being, him being the first thing, being the word. And as I was describing on the last episode in here, you can definitely see that everything was being made by God saying it. And it was done so. It doesn't say he sculpted it. He said he, of course, with his version of what voice would be. But for our way to understand it, it would be verbalized. And that is the key to everything. Saying things out loud, declaring them to be so. So God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then he separated the darkness and called it night. And then he doesn't just simply create it, but he also, as you can see here, he named them. He called it day, and the darkness, he called it night. And for just for you guys to know, I just want to make sure you guys aware of that I'm reading the New International. So there you go for that. God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate where from water. Oh wait, to separate water from water. Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. So that one is very catching there, because obviously from the understanding of the times that this was written, for description wise, they could be using water as water from heaven and water for ground. Now, to me, I think that the same way that you can navigate in the sky, you know, you can navigate the sky, you can call it certainly water. And the way that we now can travel in air is you're also traveling on a vessel. In order for you to traverse those long distances, whether it's in the sky or above it, or here in the water, in earth, and also the anywhere, the land and everything, you have to travel through a vessel, and that includes the sky. So it's a very way of it is a very good way to describe it, at least from my opinion, from my standpoint. So God made to separate the water and above it. Okay, God said, let there water under the sky gather. Ooh, what happened? It's getting cut off. Might have to restart this app. Hold on. Let's go ahead and do that. There we go. Let there be lights on the vault and earth, and let there be lights on the sky. Okay, I'm skipping through it. Hold on. Okay. Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate day from night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. So with these two verses here, 14 and 15, what God did is that from the perspective of somebody being on the planet, which at that time he was, in order for you to know where you are in the earth itself, he created the stars for you to be able to use that. And that's what it says in here. So that is very important. I know some people have some issues with that, on how the universe is created around the earth, and that there's a lot of conflict on that. That's my point. I know I've read it, and I've seen people talk about it. People has mentioned it to me before, on how they think that, or at least what the scientists are trying to say, is that we're just a mere speck out of everything else in the vast openness. But the Bible here is saying clearly that we are in the center of all this stuff. That we are, doesn't say that we're the center. I'm sorry. Do not quote me on that. That's incorrect. That we are, from our point of view, we can see everything in there, and it can be used, everything on out around us, for us to be able to travel in this earth. Yeah. This is very complicated. I don't think this is enough time for us to discuss this. So I might have to come back on this. So if you guys have anything else for us to discuss, or you guys have any other revelations on this and comments, you guys can post them on the comments down below. I'll be grateful to you guys, and we can start a conversation. Remember, this is for me to learn and read the Bible and to ponder on it. But at the same time, I want this to be open for you guys as well. I want to interact with people, with you guys. God set them on the vault skies and the light on earth to govern the day and night and separate light from darkness. This is already start. To govern the day and night, separate the stars. Okay, and God saw that it was good. And the other thing is that everything that he created on our nature, he considers it good. He names it and declares it good. I'm gonna label that one in there. And there was evening and there was morning for the fourth day. That's already in the fourth day. And another thing that he's doing here is that he is taking its time. He is taking it day by day. He's not planning things in the future. He's just doing them day by day. And that is very important. And us as Christians and as followers of Jesus, on his teachings, this is one of the things he always teaches, because the Father did it that way. We should live day by day, not to be worried of the future or what can it be in the future, day by day. And then at the end, as God is doing here, he doesn't just simply mix it and that's it and lets it be. No, he ponders on it. He takes a look at it. He observes it. He thinks about it. And then he declares it to be good. See, us as humans, we need to understand that when we do things, right, whether it was our best or we made a mistake or not, we need to understand that we have the chance to do something. And as children of God, we have the chance to be able to analyze that, sit back, right? We have guidance here within the Bible itself, the Word of God, to see and understand how our life is being made and how we're taking life. We have to analyze things and see them differently than everybody else, because we're not anything else. We're not just anything. We're not just random. We have a chance. We have a story. We have a purpose in here. And this is how you think and you reach to that conclusion. You have to analyze. You have to think at the end of your day what you did, how did it go, and find the goodness in it, because it is good. No matter how bad your day was, you are still alive. You're still able to think. You still have the chance to feel. It is good. All right, let's move on. I think actually that was, no, we still got this one. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures and let the birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the creatures, the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which what the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. So here's the thing. Every creature that God created it to be a specific kind. He did not create them to be merging or to be naturally attracted to each other, even though they're not of the same kind. He made them each its kind. And this is a thing that he does throughout this entire thing of all his creation. Same thing as humans. When he created humans, which we'll go probably on the next episode on that deeper. When he created us humans, he created us within our own kind. And he created women after he created men. He didn't create another man. He didn't create two women. He created us one, two separate things to become one. And not to mingle with other the animals or anything like that. And that is very important because it's right here. That's how he made it. Be fruitful, increasing numbers, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase in earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, on the fifth day. And God said, again, God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the living stock, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the animals, and each ground of its kind. And it was so. It was made, told, declared to be one thing, and it was made that way. If us as humans intervene in that, we are going against the will of God. That is not how it was meant to be. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Again, he saw it was good. Then the mankind, our image, oh no, see, that's the one that I didn't go through, but we don't have time, so let's go ahead and, I think that's more than enough. I don't want to dig through it too much, but I am grateful that I'm given this chance to go through all this stuff. And again, like I said, if you guys have something that you guys want to share, you guys want to talk about, I am not judging anybody or anything. I am being truthful with what the Word says and how God created things to be. And I think that is the truth, and things should be that way and remain that way. In order for them to be pure. Oh, okay, let me. I'm supposed to highlight them all. Okay, so go ahead, let's finish this. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this chance to have this talk with you today and for allowing us to be open with you, with open hearts, to learn from your Word, to allow us to see through how your creation was made. How did you make all that is around us? At least you didn't leave us hanging and thinking forever. You reveal these things to us all the time. So I know that I can trust you, that if I ask for something, you will be able to answer me. And it should be the same for everybody else listening here right now. So if you have a question, the Lord will give you an answer. You have to look for it. You have to listen. You have to be patient. And I think the Lord is more than great enough to give us everything we need to answer all the questions we are looking for. And we can attain it, but you have to seek for it. And God and Jesus with the Holy Spirit are the only ones that can give you that. So thank you for these blessings, and I hope we all continue to grow. Amen. All right, so that's the episode for now. I hope you guys liked it. See you guys later.